night there were shepherds staying in their fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by the sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to whom? And to those whom God has pleased." God's presence around all people. There is a, what is that? Anybody can tell me? I've got some help tonight, I know. That's an elephant, right? It's actually a white elephant, supposedly, but I'm not sure that's really white, but it's the best I could do. What's he holding? That's right. He's holding a present. Anybody been to a white elephant party? So I got some help here. Yes, I've been to a white elephant party too. And you know what's interesting? There's a great story a pastor told about having a staff party at his house. He had everybody over. They were having a white elephant party. We do that at our house too with our staff. And, you know, something funny happened during the white elephant exchange. They were opening the presents, and then he and his wife noticed something strange. They were laughing. There was just this great laughter going on. And what they found out is that someone somehow had a tiny little baby Jesus in their little package. And they go, you know, there's something funny about that, because this little baby Jesus, you know, that's really tiny, it's really small, had come out of a package and are going, "We don't know why this is in here. It doesn't seem like a white elephant at a Christmas party. It seems like that's kind of the most important place of all." And what they discovered was that it actually had was from their nativity scene, the crash scene they had at their house, and it accidentally had slipped into the bag, and somebody had picked it up and opened it up, and that's what they had, a tiny little baby. And the pastor made this comment about it later, and I thought, you know, what an important point about how easy it is for a tiny little gift like this to slip into a package, a present like that, right? And then misunderstood by all. You know, the very first Christmas, it was misunderstood by all. Glory to God. We've sung the songs tonight with Glorious. We've built a manger here as well. And the shepherds, you know, I'm always interested to find out more about the shepherds. We really don't know that much about the shepherds, other than the fact that their job was to do what? What was the job of a shepherd? Take care of the sheep. Take care of the animals. You know, it wasn't the highest paying job. In fact, it probably was at the lowest scale. They had to be on job all the time. It was kind of like 24/7. They didn't get to take a break unless somebody else was there to watch over them. And you know what's interesting is the shepherds were the ones that the angel showed up to and scared the heck out of them and said, "Hey, we want you to go and find out what's going on in Bethlehem. Something great's going on." In fact, Luke tells us, "And you will recognize him by the sign. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." You know, there's a video that I wanted to show you tonight that is actually after the baby is born, after the baby was placed in the manger. Mary, young Mary, we think Mary was probably a young, and she ends up having this conversation. I want you to watch this short vignette. It's not long, but it's a short vignette of Mary talking to a young shepherd boy about all of this that was happening. Watch this.
"It's okay. You can come in. He won't bite. He's just a small baby. A little shy? That's okay. I am too." "Your friends left in such a rush to go tell the world. I think that's how they put it. And what a thing to tell. Did you know an angel visited me too? It's true. And he said that my boy would be great. The Son of God. He said that he would be the King of Angels. The King of all. Do you think that they'll understand? Do you think that they'll come to worship him? Will they accept him? Look around us. It's not exactly a palace, is it? Noisy animals. Hay, out of all things, for a bed. And that stench for everything that he is. Maybe this isn't enough. I find myself just watching. Adoring him. I thought I knew what love was. Until he came along. My mother gave this blanket to me when I was just a little girl. A gift of love. I wore it out. When we were preparing for the trip to Bethlehem, I told Joseph I wanted to bring it. No, he said. We must pack light. I brought it anyway. The baby needs a blanket. Yes, they will come. The faithful. How could they not? He was born the King of Angels. He will be great and mighty. He is all this and more. But when you go tell my young friend, be sure to tell them that he is an incredible gift of love.
Mary had questions too, didn't she? But she had a way about her in that conversation with the shepherd boy that brings in the newness, as we've heard the scripture tonight, for a child is born to us, Isaiah 700 years before Jesus came, prophesied. And these were the words: for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. All what Jesus would come. And the question that Mary had on her heart was, will they come? Will they recognize him? Will they choose to follow? Mary, Joseph said yes. Yes to the gift, saying it is time. I love the sounds of those here in the room tonight, because it reminds us of that place where God decided to just come and into the neighborhood. Eugene Peterson writes in John 1, he just said, Jesus moved into the neighborhood. That's us. He moved in with us. An unknown writer of this poem that's been around for years says it perhaps best as I close, before we light our candles, to remember and sing, more light than we can learn, more wealth than we can treasure, more love than we can earn, more peace than we can measure, because one child is born. One child did this. One child is born on this night. Lord, we thank you for the power and presence of your love. that came into our world, rocking all of the world at that moment, changing forever how we calculate time. And now, some 2,000 years later, we are here, the faithful, coming to adore the one who gave everything for us. Lord, thank you for bringing us peace. Thank you for providing us with a source of hope. And most of all, Lord, we thank you for the joy that fills our hearts in this season. For we know that it is because of your great love for us. Thank you for coming. We light these candles now, Lord, as the candles burn inside of our hearts for that which we know that you lit in us, our trust and faith in you. Thank you, Lord, for the promise. And we ask this prayer in the name that is above every name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to stand as we light our candles together. Would you do that? Of these lights that are around this room, do not extinguish them yet, because the light that shines here that you are holding is the light that continues to shine when you let the radiance of God's love emanate from your own being, because that's where Christ lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Let us sing the great song, Joy to the World, and then we'll extinguish the lights, okay?
We're gonna sing together, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Opportunity for you to respond. So I'll go first. Merry Christmas.
Christ is Lord.
I encourage you to pass the peace of Christ to those around you tonight after you extinguish your candle. Go in peace.
Gifted from heaven to a manger, the hope of the world tonight for all mankind. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time. So look up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, for is the King rejoicing the day. It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let his praise resound. It's Christmas. Goodwill to all the earth and peace divine. All of the earth rejoice, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas, born is the King, rejoice in the day.
Just in the- City of David, star in the sky. No more room, nothing but a stable left tonight. So they laid him down in a well-worn trough. Son of God, how come no longer? The Father sent him down, the Father sent him down. The Savior of the world with us now. Shepherd guard, hear